Same, minus the center, the same two guards have been there for a couple years together, you know, probably the unison, just growing in the system. You know, guys are physical, they get after you. You know, I don't know what makes them the it factor, but they're a good duo. They work good together.
We talked a lot with all the guys up front about the importance of obviously succeeding up front. Both sides of the ball, I mean, real talent everywhere in this game. How much fun is it to be a part of? It's a playoff, so it kind of goes with the territory. But for you to be a part of a game with this much talent up front, how much exciting is that for you?
Like I said, the talent and all that, we could be playing in the parking lot somewhere. It's the playoffs. Like, forget all the hoopla and the background noise. Regardless of all that, it's the playoffs, you know. And that's what I'm excited for. That's what I'm here for. That's what I want to do. That's the games I come here to win and play in. We in Buffalo in the playoffs. It's cold outside. Where else would you rather be, literally?
The last few years when you guys got eliminated, the games you lost, the rush totals that you've given up have been big. 170, 180 yards, stuff like that.
Right.
How cognizant of that are you, and how do you do something different this year to prevent that kind of accident?
Hey, we can't worry about years past. We can't worry about, you know, the outside noise. All we can worry about is right now. And it's not about last year. It's not about the yards we gave up a big game for. It's not about none of that. It's about being your best self for 60 minutes or until the game is over. And if we do that one game at a time, you know the sky's the limit.
Is it that easy to wipe away the memories and push all that aside and focus on this year?
I don't know. Can you remember?
I mean, I had to look it up.
Probably
so no,
you're not in my position, so, you know, right. But... you know, awareness, but I'm not going to let that define how I'm going to play this game. You know, you're cognizant of it, but don't let that define you. Don't let your past define you, you know. So we're going to go about business as business.
Some of your teammates have said they don't feel like you guys collectively as a team have peaked yet, and teams that peak at the right time are often the teams that can go on runs. Do you agree with that sentiment?
I think we're dangerous when we're hitting on all cylinders, and have we hit on all cylinders some at times during the year? Yeah. But I think we could do it more often. I think the playoffs would be a good time to start hitting on all cylinders for 60 minutes.
Real quick, the third down defense has been an issue for you guys.
Yeah.
How do you try and address it? Because everybody said it's not just one issue. So it's not like an Ed Oliver thing. It's a it's a team-wide thing. But what do you do to try and fix that going forward?
I don't know. What do they do to stop us?
I mean,
what do they do to stop us? When are we going to stop talking about them? Start talking about us. And that's why I'm excited. That's why the playoffs are exciting, because they want all the background noise, but it's not about that. It's about 60 minutes of going to play football. I don't want to talk about them. It's not about them. It's about 60 minutes of doing your best, being your best for 60 minutes. It's not about last year, the run, or whatever have you, years past. It's not about that. I don't want to talk about that. That's not where my mind is at. My mind is on Sunday, what we got to do, the task at hand. That's what it's all about.
Is it also kind of a... whatever happened the regular season is also out the window. It doesn't matter now. You turn it around. Yeah.
It don't matter. All that don't matter. We in the playoffs. So what? You could have went 17-0 in the regular season and lose in the first round, because it's not about that. That's not what the playoffs are about. The playoffs are about what's going on right now in the present. So as much as possible, I'm present. I'm here. I'm right now. Just finished practice. Go study the film. How can I get better? Right now, I'm not worrying about all the noise, all the background noise. I'm worrying about what I have to do to be successful this weekend.
We have a clip from the Jets game when Josh, I think, threw the touchdown to Amari, and everybody in the building starts chanting MVP. And then we're on you, the camera, and you're going with him. You're chanting MVP. You're trying to get people pumped up. When you have that guy on the other side, does it almost give you, like, you guys all, of course, have confidence, but does it take it to another level?
It's like a security blanket, you know, like a kid with their blanket. They want their blanket. Like, that's our blanket. That's our safe haven. We got to protect him just as much as he protects us.
Thanks, Ed.
Thanks, Ed.
Appreciate it, man. Yep. Thank you.